Finance will come to order. Please take the roll.
Senators Caballero.
Here.
Caballero present. Ciarto.
Here.
Ciarto present. Blakespear.
Here.
Blakespear present. Dolly.
Here.
Dolly present. Durazo.
Here.
Durazo present. Glazer. Skinner. Wiener. You have a quorum.
We have a quorum. So good morning to everybody. The Senate continues to welcome the public in person and via the teleconference service. So for individuals wishing to provide public comment, today's participant number is 877-226-8163, and the access code is 736-2836. We are holding our committee hearing here in the Capitol. We are in room 112, and I ask any members of the committee that are not here to please come in, because we have only one bill on the agenda today, and we want to make sure that we get everybody's vote recorded. Today's agenda is SB 335 by Senator Cortese, and we are hearing the bill under Senate Rules 29.10D, where we're considering the amendment to the bill made in the Assembly. So, Senator Cortese, thank you for being here, and the floor is yours. I think you okay. Go ahead and try it. I think that's good, because we can hear you pretty good. Let's go ahead and get started. Yep.
Later I will, but I can, here
we go.
All right.
Perfect.
Just lit up. Again, thank you, Chair Caballero, and members of the committee. I'm here today to present SB 335. This bill would grant the County of Santa Clara temporary authority to give voters the option to raise local taxes until December 2028. Existing law allows local jurisdictions, as most of you know, to collectively levy local sales taxes up to a 2% limit. SB 703, signed into law back in October of 2017, granted the County of Santa Clara at that time authority to propose a new or increased sales tax of 0.0625%, even if the combined local sales taxes would exceed the 2% cap. However, that bill sunsetted in 2022 without a proposal being placed on the ballot. SB 335 would simply give the county that same authority until 2028. I could go on and on about the number of programs that the county is funding, many of which are on its own initiative, mostly safety net programs, as is the case in most counties. If there's any questions about that, I'd be happy to answer those questions. Let me also say that we have included a provision that corrects a mistake from last year with AB 2453, which was a Bennett bill, which empowered the Ventura County Transportation Commission to impose a district tax. Unfortunately, the commission can't do that. That bill should have identified the County of Ventura instead. So that technical correction, if you will, has become part of this bill. But again, coming from my home county, my home district, it was primarily my responsibility to try to get this before the legislature, and I have, and I would respectfully ask for your aye vote. Here today with us is Jean Hurst with the County of Santa Clara.
Welcome.
Madam Chair, members, Jean Hurst here today on behalf of the County of Santa Clara. We are the proud sponsors of Senate Bill 335. As Senator Cortese mentioned, this would simply allow the Board of Supervisors to seek the approval of our voters for a modest local transactions and use tax of up to 0.625%. The county is addressing a budget deficit in 23-24 and forecasts a greater shortfall in the following year. The county did invest significantly, well over $1 billion, into pandemic response activities to protect community health, much of which will either not be reimbursed at all or may take many years for reimbursement. And of course, broader economic impacts are also having creating some significant challenges. As Senator Cortese mentioned, the county is the safety net for those communities that are traditionally the most disproportionately impacted by budget reductions, and SB 35 offers the opportunity to continue to protect those communities who need the most assistance. We respectfully request your aye vote.
Thank you very much. I want to ask any members of the public that would like to address the committee on this issue to please come forward to the mic, identify yourself, and whether you're in, if you're in support. Anyone in the room? Seeing none, is there anybody in opposition here that would like to testify in opposition? Seeing none, we're going to go to the teleconference line and see if there's anybody that would like to testify either in support or in opposition to this bill.
Thank you. For support or opposition, you may press 1, then 0. And Madam Chair, we have no one in queue.
Very good. We'll bring it back to the committee. Our task today is to concur or do disagree with the amendments made in the assembly. Any questions or a motion? Okay, there is a motion. Senator Cortese will allow you to conclude.
I respectfully ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Very good, there is a motion. Please call the roll.
Motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senators Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Ciarto?
No.
Ciarto, no. Blakespear?
Aye.
Blakespear, aye. Dolly?
No.
Dolly, no. Durazo? Durazo, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Skinner? Wiener? 4-2.
4-2, we'll put that on call and wait for the absent members. Thank you very much. Okay, let's get. We are back. We're waiting to. So we are back on the record in the Senate Governance and Finance, and we have one agenda item, which is SB 335, which came back from the Assembly with amends. Please call the roll for the absent members.
Motion is that the Assembly amendments be concurred in, with the chair voting aye. Senator Skinner?
Aye.
Skinner, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. 6-2.
That bill is out, 6-2. Thank you very much for your attendance at this meeting, and that concludes our agenda.